Visitors to the Tennessee State Capitol are often struck by the murals that adorn the reception area of the governor's office. Stretching to the ceiling, the 11 panels tell the story of Tennessee's origins and founding. But one curious Nashville listener wants to know the story behind the murals, including their depiction of slavery, and whether there's ever been an effort to remove them. WPLN's Chaz Sisk has the answers.
The scene grabs you as you step into the governor's office. Andrew Jackson's Hermitage Plantation. Two slaves work in a distant field. The house itself is in the middle ground, and there in the foreground is Jackson himself. Next to him stand his beloved racehorse Truxton and a shirtless black man holding the reins.
We don't know who the individual portrayed is.
Jim Hubler has been the state capitol's curator since 1988.
We do know, though, that one of the most famous jockeys in the period was Simon the Jockey. He was African-American. He was very small, and he won just about every race against Andrew Jackson.
When these murals went up in the 1930s, this scene was meant to symbolize agriculture, one of the two industries named on the Great Seal of the State of Tennessee. The other was commerce. It's represented by a river port scene just to the right. The agriculture and commerce mural is the culmination of the 11 painting cycle.
What they're celebrating is where Tennessee came from and how it became a state. So it starts with Native Americans over in the corner, the Europeans exploring, the Spanish, the French, and the English.
Also, the failed first attempt at statehood, the Donelson Party landing, and the defense of Fort Nashboro by white settlers against a raid from local Native Americans. The mural cycle stopped short of the Civil War. They were commissioned by the Works Progress Administration. The artist was Gerard Zerthian. He was an Armenian-American, painting in a realist style popular at the time. The murals are meant to showcase Tennessee's natural environment and the work ethic of its people. Rivers roar, muscles ripple, scenes are lit dramatically.
There's a little bit of license here in some of the depictions. Like the Spanish there, they're wearing armor. Do we really think they wore armor in our weather in the summer? Probably not. That would be like baking in an oven.
Even so, Hubler says he's heard few complaints about the murals. They've been on continuous display since their completion, unaltered except for minor touch-ups.
What we have to remember, though, is these are from 1938. And they're depicting the world from pre-European contact to European contact and up to statehood. So that world and the world we're in now are very different.
The murals are visible to the public. They're part of the State Museum's hourly tours of the Capitol, held each weekday. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.